CCM Radio Network.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to Jason and Stacy and a few others, and I'm leaving the phones wide open only for veterans who are receiving letters saying they've got to come in for testing or psychological testing, or that they'll lose their funding. Some are getting these letters. We're getting a lot of reports of this. Others just say, you must come in. That's bad enough. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is the last hour of this Ides of March, March 15, 2010 edition. So thank you for joining us today. After I take a few more calls, I'm going to get into some very exciting news. Idaho is reporting out of the Idaho Reporter. Hurt wants to limit use of whole body scanners. He wants to ban them. Representative Phil Hurt, Republican of Hayden. We're going to get him on, Idaho legislature. And here's the bill. Also, we're going to get into $650 million payout proves government conspired to lie about 9/11. Key article. And then this biggin. U.S.-UK move closer to losing rating, Moody's says. We will officially be a third world nation. All we have left is our dollar. It's already being devalued. And because the Federal Reserve is monetizing, buying its own, it pays itself to issue the money and the credit. It's just like a snake eating its tail. It's really eating us in the process. So this is out of Bloomberg. So this is absolutely amazing. It's also in Business Week. You can see that up on your screen. So that is coming up. Also, Russian invasion scare sweeps Georgia after TV hoax. Well, the thing on 888 was a hoax. So we're going to talk about that coming up as well. And I want to get back into the fluoride situation that I started covering yesterday before this hour ends. So a key fourth hour that you're tuned into right now. But let's go ahead now and go to Jason in Florida. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
And I just want to say that I really admire you. Your last guest that you had on, she, I assume, is like you, has so much common sense. I wish people had common sense. You know, just use your head. You could figure stuff out so easily just by using your head.
Oh, but that's a conspiracy theory. If you don't like banks raping you, or you don't like body scanning cameras run by people arrested for child rape, Boston Herald today, you must be bad.
Oh, and I want to say, I thank you so much for earlier repeating what John Walsh said about the pedophiles and people that are registered, because it's here in Florida. I live where Cargill is, just north. I live in Lakeland, Florida, north of Mulberry, where the pits are, the mines that Texas, the Austin buys all their crap to put in the water. And in the sheriff's department here, you might have seen us on the mainstream media when these guys went to raid some guy's home looking for drugs. And spent 9 hours playing Wii on his TV, and they were busted because the computer recorded them all doing it. Remember that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah.
What was the headline on that? Police caught playing Wii in suspect's home?
Yep. During
pull
drug
that
raid,
up.
9 hours they did this, and all the cops got for it was just you need to go and have training done again.
Yeah, there it is. Florida police caught playing Wii after raid for 9 hours. I mean, what a bunch of lazy thugs, man. Oh, it makes me sick. I appreciate your call. By the way, I mentioned this yesterday, but Jaron just brought it in again because it is a big deal. Thanks for reminding me. AP exclusive. Pentagon gun was from Tennessee police, and Kurt Nimmo wrote a blurb on this. So was the gun used in the courthouse shooting. The police confiscate your guns and then give them to the killers. Definitely a stage government op. And I like Peter Graves. He died yesterday, a couple days ago. Too bad that happened. I like him. Mission Impossible. Da-da-da. This is not Mission Impossible to defeat the New World Order. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, now the phones are only open for veterans that are receiving these letters saying they've got to show up for psychological or other evaluation or they'll lose their funding, which cannot be revoked by law. Though Obama last year, we had the head of the Veterans of Foreign Wars on. It was in Reuters. Obama wanted to make veterans buy their own insurance. Yeah, let's give all the illegal aliens health care, but not veterans. I mean, yeah. And the bigger issue here is police and current veterans. You will be thrown under the bus. The globalists hate you. You know how to use a gun. You know how to carry out authority. You've been taught initiative. You've been taught assertiveness. You have built up not just courage. There's something even better than courage. You just get to where you don't care. And I'm not claiming I'm a veteran, never been in the military, but I've had death threats, I've been physically attacked, I've been through a lot of stress. And you just get to a point where you really don't even care. In fact, you actually lose energy till you're being attacked. I'm sure a lot of people that have been under stress know this. And I have nothing compared to these veterans and police who've got really tough jobs and a lot of great men and women. They're scared to death of you. Cops, when you're done, And when you spent your 30 years on the force, they're going to come after you too. They already are. And you need to figure this out and get it through your brain. You're with us, the American people. Jaron, come on in. Thanks. More documents. Okay. Stacy was before the veterans started calling. We're going to Pastor and others. That's the caller's going by. Stacy in Washington, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing all right.
Hey, just letting you know I joined the Info Warrior Mass with you. I got you broadcasting here in Spokane, Washington. So, but that's not my question. My question was, what do you know about Eastern Washington State's university's involvement in the global geoengineering project here?
I know quite a bit about it. We've gone out and interviewed Skywatch California, the founders of it. They've been to all these government meetings, all these documents. We Are Change LA went to one of the meetings, and about 4 years ago, a caller called in. Again, I don't know everything. In fact, there's a lot I don't know. I'm just somebody that focuses on this all the time, and so I know more than most. I mean, if you did it as much as I did, you'd be better at this than I am. And the caller called in, and what was the term he used? Call Watson, ask him the aerosol campaign name. Watson, the brain, will always know these things. I'm kind of tired. Only got 3-4 hours sleep last night. The caller called in and he said, passive aerosol spray campaign, I believe is the term, and literally hundreds of thousands of links, mainly universities and government. They call it testing. And thousands of aircraft missions, they mention, where they're spraying particulates out that then form nuclei that form clouds. Well, they spray nuclei out that form clouds. And then White House Science Czar came out last year in his first speech, it's AP video, and said we need to terraform, geoengineer the planet. And that university you mentioned is one of the main ones. Stanford's involved. I mean, literally, Department of Energy, other governments. And I was out back with the kids playing football this weekend, and I sat back in a lawn chair with my wife. We were drinking lemonade. And I looked up at like 35,000 feet and saw jets going over, and the trails were disappearing within 30 seconds. And I was like, wow, a good old-fashioned condensation trail. Remember when you were a kid, it was kind of neat to see them because you didn't see them that often. And at sunset, you'd see them, and you'd see these orange streaks in the night sky up where the sunlight was still coming over the earth. And sometimes, depending on the tilt of the earth, it could even be dark outside, but still up at, say, 50,000 feet, the sun's light was coming over, and you'd see these beautiful condensation trails. Now, starting at about 96, trails at 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 feet in the summer, when at 5,000 feet, you know, it's 80 degrees, 75 degrees. There's no ice crystals up there, and it stays there for an hour and dissipates, and, I mean, doesn't dissipate, and then turns into these big cloud banks. And then we get the government documents. Forget the scientist's name. He got a Nobel Prize in 92 for the geoengineering plan, how to put the particulates out from jets, how to compartmentalize it where the jet pilots don't even know it's going on, and how to manipulate the weather. And so they just – and it turns out that in 95 is when the major testing – that, you know, they call it testing. And now Obama says we're going to go full bore with this. I can't imagine what full bore. In fact, put that article back up, please. You just found a great article. That's an Infowars.net article. Obama's plan to geoengineer the planet mirrors CFR policy documents. Yeah, the CFR in the 90s said geoengineer. They had another one in May of 2008. And don't believe Infowars.net. Second paragraph, link to the AP. Fifth paragraph. Link to the CFR. In fact, let's on screen for people. Let's click the CFR document. Let's go to the CFR that basically writes our laws. And let's click on this live on TV for people. Oops, see, here's your chemtrails. Loading. And CFR site's loading. There it is. Oh, Council on Foreign Relations Geoengineering Workshop on Unilateral Planetary Scale Geoengineering. Oh, but I'm a conspiracy theorist. I mean, what are we doing here? Well, why are we putting up with this? I mean, these people are playing God. And they admit they're doing it in policy papers, but then when you talk about it, they go, shut up, lunatic. Stacy, I appreciate anything else about your university?
No, that just hits home. It's right down the road from us here in Spokane, so I thought I'd let some people around my area know about that.
Well, thank you, Stacy. Don't feel bad. Every major university, randomly look up the name of your university, if it's a major school, not just a community college, and type in geoengineering. Did Watson say that key search term? Something about aerosols, passive aerosol spraying campaign? I think that's the term, but I don't want to give it out wrong. Passive, what's the key? The caller 4 years ago that changed everything. Again. This had been hidden in view for 10 years on the internet, totally admitted, and I didn't know it was admitted. Until you figured it out and called me. And then we put it out to this big audience, and now, why should they hide it? They just come out and go, yeah, we're chemtrailing him. Barium salts, aluminum dioxide, massive brain damage. Oh, you won't drink your fluoride, also filled with mercury and aluminum. Well, we're just going to spray it on you. I mean, how stupid. Why aren't all the cops on our side right now? You're being sprayed too, buddy. I don't want to be enemy with the government people. Because I know they're just like me. They're just like you. They're just people. They're compartmentalized. They're brainwashed. They're dumbed down just like I was 14, 15 years ago. I'm ranting. And I said, I've got so much news to get to. All right, we got a couple vets that have called in. Pastor in Ohio, did you get the letter?
Yeah. Alex, I called you before, and I got this letter from the VA. And what it did was is they literally changed my scheduled appointment. And when I got in there, they went ahead and did a regular scheduled appointment, but then I was talking to the, after I got through, they wanted me to come down to see the DAV. And I asked what for, and they said, well, they just wanted to talk with me. Well, when I went there, they was asking me, they said they just had a few questions to ask, if I had bad dreams or if I got emotional watching movies and things like that. And started asking all these questions and asked if I ever had a psych exam. And I said, no. Well, the phone rang, and they asked me if I could step out of the office because this was an important call. Well, I called my wife on my cell phone to let her know what was going on. Well, she just got off the phone. She just got off the phone with them. Here they called my house and was asking my wife the exact same questions that they were asking me.
Yeah, well, that's because you're the pastor that gave us some of the FEMA documents, and you're being targeted. But let's expand on this. All three times I went in to have children with my wife at the hospital, we figured it out the first time. They say, well, you run this file downstairs for me. I leave. I come back 5 minutes later, and my wife says, that lady was asking me, first, do we have enough money? Am I mean to you? I think they asked her the same thing. Do you have bad dreams? And then later I figured it out and confronted them by the second time, and it's for the CPS. They don't tell you they're basically a cop. They don't tell you you're being interrogated. There's no Miranda rights. It's totally illegal. But the health department orders the hospital to do this via color of law, and it's put in a computer database. Now, going back to the New Freedom Initiative, the internal documents came out in 2005. This was in the major Pennsylvania papers. That's where one of their board members blew the whistle. The internal minutes that they plan to put half of American school children on psychotropics and antipsychotics, Prozac, lithium, things like that. And how they did it is that they've written the New Freedom where all boys and girls in elementary and middle school and then high school and 13, 14-year-olds always are having problems. Your hormones, you're changing, you're having, you know, it's normal. This is the time in anthropology and sociology and psychology for you to leave the home and the primitive situation and go start your own hut at about 13, 14, 15. Yeah, so there's a natural thing to get the kids out of the house, so you start fighting with each other. But the point is, they say, are you having bad dreams? Everyone has bad dreams. I mean, I usually have good dreams. I had one hell of a nightmare about a week ago. That's mentally ill. I mean, that's bad. So they call you in, they ask you if you're having bad dreams, psychological problems, they want to take your Second Amendment with no law, then they say we need to make a phone call, they call your wife, you have a bad feeling and call her, and they say they just called me, what else happened?
Well, she told me all the questions that they asked her, and which was some of the ones that they even asked me, and my wife said, well, my husband's up there, why don't you just ask him? Said, oh, your husband's here? They totally even denied the fact that I was even, that they'd even been talking to
me. The government lies as a matter of course. It's a criminal group. So how did this end? Did you march in and confront them?
Yes, I did. And as a matter of fact.
Oh, and I bet getting angry at their lies is secret police activity, treating a veteran like a criminal, and creating definitions of mental illness so wide we're all mentally ill. I bet that was the mental illness, too. Oh, you got angry at us snooping around and lying. Stay there, Pastor. Then we're going to go to Rob. Bob, Raul, and others, and then that's going to be it with the vets, because I need to get to all this news. Believe me, it's jam-packed. It's all coming up, saving the most important for last.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sitting to drill. It's not a game. We just got more documents in. A material safety data sheet, calcium fluoride. That's supposedly the good kind they put in the water. But how dangerous and deadly it is to make your organs fail. This is just the safety shipping info for it. All right, going back to Pastor in Ohio, and I could vouch for Pastor. He had it. Homeland Security visiting when he gave us the secret FEMA documents that were later, 2 years later, confirmed in mainstream news. So, Pastor, finishing up, you march in and say, why are you doing this? What happened?
Well, they denied that it even happened, and she stated that it wasn't even her that made the call.
And so I have some people that I know that are higher up that I went to at the VA office, and I come to find out that the big push for all this is they're trying to get as many Vietnam vets classified to where they can have their psych exams, because once you have a psych exam, you not only cannot buy a gun, but you cannot get a concealed carry license. And also, it was stated that the big reason for this whole push is because the Vietnam veterans were the last veterans that could actually do everything that the veterans are doing today as far as forward observers and all the other stuff. We could actually do it without having something that used a battery in order to come up with the calculations. And they know that the Vietnam vets could actually train one Vietnam vet, they said, if he trained 10 persons. That is a lot of people learning a lot of information that they would not have otherwise found out. But they're using the DAV and the VFW to get the names of people also.
Well, let me stop you. You saw the New York Times, it's in Fall of the Republic, how they're training the Boy Scouts to, quote, take on disgruntled vets. I mean, you can't make up this magnitude of evil. And it's so illegal. There's no law that they just make up a psychological designation. You can't have a gun, but they control the instant check. By the way, we told you Arde Saveda is probably going to go to Dallas. The Austin police chief, who's basically a fed, who started warrantless blood taking. Now, here is the Dallas Morning News today. Dallas police seek blood test for all DUI suspects. No judge, no jury, no warrant. Everyone will have their blood taken. You won't be marched out to see if you can stand on one leg. You won't have to sit there and follow the light and touch your nose. I've had them do it to me. I'm like, no, I'm not drinking. No, I really was working at 2 o'clock in the morning. Get out of the car. And I could have refused it, but I said, this guy's going to arrest me if I refuse. I did it, and I did it all perfectly. I said, see? And he goes, are you on PCP, cocaine, or other drugs? And I said, PCP? Number one, I don't do drugs, and I know no one who's ever seen PCP. And he started laughing along with me. Some of us do work till 2 o'clock in the morning. We don't need to just be pulled over. I was driving completely straight, going home, side issue. Now they're going to see. They're going to take your blood to get a driver's license. That's already on the books as an executive order. Raul in Florida, a vet, and then Bob. Did this happen to you, Raul?
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I heard the caller calling about the letter to the veterans. Well, they're also doing it without notifying veterans, because I was one of those. I'm already getting service-connected for PTSD, and on a visit with my psychiatrist, they said, oh, you're scheduled for another comp and pen for PTSD. And I said, really? She was like, well, that's really supposed to go through me. And she goes, they just scheduled you for it. And I was like,
and
well,
now notice they've started all these PSAs about our veterans are having problems. See, they're starting the demonization of the veterans in PSAs.
Exactly. And then in Florida, I know there's another letter circulating on that they have, the letter I received was, notify me personally, identifiable information, including your name and Social Security number, were improperly disclosed. And on the letterhead is the Department of Veteran Affairs, and it has a promotion code to go to Equifax and get their credit monitoring for free. So I was wondering, what do you think?
Yeah, they want to track everything they want to track everything you're buying. That's what all this identity theft protection is. Meanwhile, the banks, 600,000 names, a million names, 5 million names. Every week, I saw one yesterday. In fact, where is that article? 600,000 Social Security numbers given out by a major bank. That's where it's all happening, and it's happening at gas stations where they scan your card and then they fax the number to their brother in India or Russia, mainly. In Pakistan, it happens a lot, and that's where they're ripping you off. But the media won't tell you how the real ripoffs are happening. They tell you, oh, you need to have fraud monitoring. Citibank exposes 600,000 customer Social Security numbers. There it is, Chicago Tribune Friday. So how did this end, Raul?
Well, I ended up going to the appointment, and he basically just talked in anecdotal stories, and it was basically a waste of time. And, you know, you get the basic questions. Are you going to kill anybody? Are you going to hurt yourself? You know, and it was a basic waste of time. And then he put a whole bunch of stuff in his computer that I couldn't see, and then I was done. But he typed longer than he talked to me.
And see, he's the new judge. He decides if you can own a gun. Because you're an evil veteran.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Take one more call from a vet. And if you just joined us, Clinton started this covertly. They're now openly saying no judge, no jury, no law. They just have VA hospital psychologists, psychiatrists, and other employees just say you're mentally ill. If you go in and say, I have nightmares sometime, that's it. No more Second Amendment for you. And they don't even tell you that. They just put it in the computer, and it's done. When you go in to have a baby, they say, do you have plenty of money? Do you guys argue and fight? They'll get the man out of the room. It all goes to the health department. You're not being told that you're basically in a law enforcement setting outside of any law. This is the essence of a police state. And they hate veteran police. They hate veteran military. Why do you serve this New World Order? Why do you love it? Why do you go along with the petty power you're given? Because after you're not their servant anymore, you are their number one target. And it was the same in Nazi Germany and Communist Russia. They always go after the retirees who've worked in the system. And as the police state gets worse, that's correspondingly going to get worse. America is a police state. I mean, look at these headlines I've got right here. Dallas police seek blood tests for all DUI suspects. See, first, they started in Austin taking blood without warrants. Well, it was a rubber stamp warrant where the judge would say, test whoever you want. Lawsuits were filed. Arde Saveda, federal guy, federal police chief, what he really is, was brought in out of California. He beta tested it. Now he's set to be the Dallas police chief. And I said that last week. I said he'll be up there with warrantless blood draws there. Now they just say everybody suspected will have blood taken without a warrant. Dallas police seek blood tests for all DUI suspects. And there's nothing in here about the Constitution or anything. Dallas police want to join growing national trend by making all suspected drunken drivers take a blood test. But the price tag for such a program will be too high for now. Oh, that's the only problem is the federal money. And there's a federal think tank that recommends Arde Saveda and all other police chiefs, and they put in these people in all the big departments. They're feds. Can we have a Texan be our police chief in Austin? No. Can we have someone born in America? No. He's got to be a guy from Cuba to bring us Fidel Castro-type situations. Why do we put up with this? You know, we need police chiefs from Detroit, Michigan. I mean, it's kind of like Congress. People that run for Congress who've lived in the district 2 or 3 years, they never win. People say, no, we want somebody who's lived here a long time. Even better, somebody, you know, you can say what you want about Rick Perry, and I don't like him. But the guy at least is a fourth-generation Texan. I mean, at least we got a governor who's got some roots here. You're supposed to have roots where you are. I mean, what's wrong with people? Why do we have all these foreigner police chiefs? Is it not even an American? I've had it. I've had it. You think in Cuba they would have a guy from Texas be their police chief? I don't know, maybe if he'd oppress the people. Or from New York? No, they'd never do that. This is treason. I'm sick of it. Under a proposed policy, the breathalyzer would become a thing of the past. The police would seek a search warrant. That's not even true. To get blood from any suspected DUI driver who refused to take the blood test. What? A preliminary figure show it costs $360,000 a year. And it goes on from there. Look at this article. AP exclusive. Pentagon gun was from Tennessee police. And it turns out from the same police lockup was the gun used in Nevada to shoot up that federal courthouse. How suspicious is that? Look at this article. U.S.-UK moved closer to losing rating, Moody's says. Bloomberg. The U.S. and U.K. have moved substantially closer to losing their AAA credit rating. Mexico has a 1A. As the cost of servicing their debt rose, according to Moody's Investor Service, there is inertia in the deterioration of credit metrics. What that means is the bankers have got us where they want us. And the Federal Reserve is now buying U.S. debt from itself. They buy their own debt with our tax money. Let me say that again. They buy their own debt and make a profit off of it with our money. I mean, that's such a scam. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even compute. And then they get all the power out of it. This is where they want you. They want you under their control. Do you know what's going to happen if this goes through? Do you know what's going to happen as the dollar plunges? We've lost almost all our industry. All we've got is the stinking dollar, folks. And they're killing it incrementally right now as we cover and fall the Republic. Okay, I'm going to briefly get into this, but I want to try to get this lady on in the next week. Remember last year, Richard Poplawski, a former Marine, was completely drunk, got home at 3 a.m., the police report says, He had one pit bull that was urinating all over the floor. You got to love these young punks who get all these dogs and live with their mommy and then complain when mommy doesn't want the dog crapping and urinating all over the floor. And he got a second pit bull, and it was urinating. And his mother said, those dogs go or you go. Then she calls the police to throw him and the dogs out. He has a temper tantrum. The police pull up, and he cold-bloodedly murders three of them. Now, when the Mexican troops or drug cartels kill cops, it's kept quiet. But because this guy was a citizen, they made a big deal out of it, and they should have. Within 2 hours of him being arrested, this is what creeps me out. It was in the newspaper, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, that he was a fan of Alex Jones, and they had some guy on the news pop up in front of his house and say he liked Alex Jones and then put this weird smile on his face. Then we went and searched his name on our site, message boards, attacking me, saying I'm bad, saying I'm evil because I'm not a white supremacist. Never liked me, never supported me. But that's not the issue. Within 2 hours, they were saying Alex Jones did this. I'm the main target. And all the white supremacist groups, all of them, all the majors, it's come out over and over again, are feds. I told you a decade ago Hal Turner was a fed attacking me, threatening to kill judges constantly, calling for violence constantly. It was cartoonish. Works with Sean Hannity before. Total operative. It came out in federal court 3 months ago. Kurt Nimmo linked to the Chicago Tribune and other papers, as well as the Boston Globe, where it said the FBI testified and federal prosecutors testified, and he had one mistrial. They let him go on that one. He's back in for another thing. He threatened a bunch of state judges. He said, kill them, murder them. And so the states separately said, we don't care if he's a fed. So looks like there's about to be another mistrial. In fact, pull that up for me. Hal Turner, AP, just click news. I covered it yesterday, but I can't find it in the stack. He was a fed, and they said in the court documents we read on air that he's the highest level FBI agent there is. National security level. He's national security. So this is continuity government. Not an asset, as I had said, an agent. Now, the AP covers this up. It just says Turner claims he's an asset and was drawing out violent people. The issue is all the Nazi groups attack me 24-7 because they're Fed-run, folks. They don't like this show being effective against the banks, the New World Order. Hal Turner, a trained FBI agent provocateur. Scroll down. Kurt actually has screenshots of the court record. I think there's a link in that article. That may just be one of many Kurt's written. Yeah, there's the Associated Press. Oh, that's the article he did last week. Yeah. No, he had a previous one with the court documents from a few months ago. But here's the issue. Within 2 hours, I'm in the headline. I caused it. I did it. Now, it turns out the writer that wrote this, and then we got a retraction from Raw Story, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a bunch of other big, I think it was five retractions, saying, okay, Poplawski didn't like Alex Jones. Because I quietly said, look, I don't just threaten to sue people. I've sued people before. I don't want to waste time and money, but you just can't say I'm causing cop killing. I mean, you can't say this is my fault. I'm going to have to defend myself. This is Dane telling cops that I'm causing this. They'll set me up. I mean, you're really sicking law enforcement on me to destroy me. And they did a retraction. But they didn't remove the original article. They just wrote a separate article saying, well, Poplawski didn't like Alex. But some of the publications did full retractions. Once I put the word out, because I was going to have to sue him. I mean, you know, there's a lot of lies told about me, but you can't say I'm telling people to kill cops when I do the opposite, okay? I mean, that is dangerous, and I will sue you. Now, I just saw this morning. This is an article out of Free Patriot Press. We've got it linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, titled Exclusive Interview with SPLC Director of Research Heidi Bierich, or Bierich. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. The Southern Poverty Law Center recently issued an intelligence report on active patriot groups in the United States. And it basically says that anybody that talks about the New World Order is dangerous, and they list We Are Change, that's a total peace group. And they list myself, and now they're doing some cover story on me. They called me last week, one in quotes. And in fact, I had that here in the article. Who's the lady that actually interviewed her? You're going to get it for me. I'm sorry. There's just so much here. But some local folks went in and talked to them, and I appreciate what they did. They said, why are you demonizing We Are Change? And they say, like, they're God. Well, if you weren't putting out conspiracy theorists, we wouldn't put you on this list. Like, again, this is like Nazi Germany putting just whole groups of people on lists. It's a way to demonize. It's Rena McMasters, correct? That's later in the interview. So we're going to play a short clip of this, which, again, it's linked up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. And here is the director of research for the entire Southern Poverty Law Center saying, I caused Poplawski to do this. These are the people that had their reporter. He writes stories about them, and it's his beat, promoting ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, demonizing groups, demonizing dissent. Within 2 hours, I get the blame, and now we hear it directly from the Southern Poverty Law Center in this recorded conversation. You can hear the whole 17 or 20-minute clip, whatever it is, up on the website, but here's a clip of it.
Very bad things, and it happens all the time. So this is what I have to say to you. If We Are Change doesn't want to be on the Patriot list, and you think these conspiracy theories are bad, get rid of them, and you'll be off the list. Have you shot the three cops in his front yard? Richard Poplawski in Pittsburgh, what, April of 2009. Do you know where he got the idea of hating the government from?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones didn't make him do that. That's like saying video games make the kids violent. It's a scary thing.
Back it up again. Do you know where he got the idea to kill the cops? Alex Jones. He got the idea to kill cops from me. No evidence of that. Poplawski attacked me on Stormfront's website, on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We went and pulled his stinking comments up. We forced retractions in 5 publications that I can remember. And here they are in a taped interview saying, I made him do that. I mean, this is demonization. This is defamation. This is slander. This is outrageous. Play it again. Here it is.
Richard Poplawski in Pittsburgh, what, April of 2009. Do you know where he got the idea of hating the government from?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones didn't make him do that. That's like saying video games make the kids violent. It's a scary thing.
You have a legitimate political position you're trying to push.
Yes.
This is killing you. It makes you look like a joke.
Yeah. Anyhow. Hey, guys. Okay, so we did the interview.
All right. And again, that's the end of the interview, and there's a lot of other horrible stuff in there. But on record, on tape, in an interview, I gave him the idea. This is very dangerous. And we see the talking point from Glenn Beck on the fake right and Chris Matthews on the controlled left that you're a racist, you're a hater, you're a terrorist, you're bad, you're going to do violence if you're in the Tea Party, if you're a birther, if you're a truther. And then, voila, it starts happening. Bare minimum, it's causing mentally ill people to get the idea in their head to go out and do this. But, I mean, just how outrageous does this have to get? How much more evil do we have to be witness to? Now, let me go ahead and go to this fluoride clip. There's a story up on InfoWars.com. Story on mystery substance distracts from fact. Fluoride is a deadly killer. We're talking about other poisons that might be in the fluoride from China that they're putting in drinking water that's clogging up these Massachusetts water systems. Then the newscast shows a bag of the fluoride. It says danger, poison, toxic by ingestion, target organs, heart, kidneys, bones, central nervous system, gastrointestinal system, teeth, target organs, danger. They're targeting you. It's on the bag, but they're saying, forget that it says it's poison. Could there be other poison being added? Let's start going to the clip.
Water in Amesbury is supposed to have fluoride in it, but Rob Damaris has been concerned for years about what's in the supply he gets from China. The residue you see here is what won't dissolve when he puts the fluoride powder in the water.
What is that?
We don't know.
You have no idea what's in there?
I don't know what it is. It's not soluble.
And it doesn't appear to be sodium fluoride, so we're not quite sure what it is.
Damaris says the residue clogs his machines and makes it difficult to get a consistent mix.
For almost a year, these fluoride pumps in Amesbury have been off, and the water department says they'll stay off until they can figure out what's in the
fluoride. Oh, no, the people won't get their poison.
The Department of Public Health says more than 650,000 customers in 44 communities are getting the product in question, and only Amesbury has temporarily stopped using it.
But despite those concerns, we want to be clear. Both state and federal health officials tell Team 5 Investigates Chinese fluoride is safe.
All right, hit pause. And we're going to play when we come back from break, but health officials say Chinese fluoride is safe. Under the federal regulations, they're allowed to put over 300 chemicals in your water under the name sodium fluoride. So there's mercury, lead, arsenic, aluminum. This is the toxic waste from nuclear weapons production, aluminum production, and fertilizer production. On record. And they know it's a deadly chemical that attacks the bones, the brain, reduces fertility, increases cancer. That's all the studies. But this newscast isn't about that. Oh, here's a bag that says deadly poison. The deadly poison's good. We're worried a mystery substance is in this. That's what it is. It's a mystery substance because they're allowed to put whatever they want. Like cigarette companies under their patents can put hundreds of deadly chemicals in the cigarettes and not even tell you what's in it because it's a trade secret, a mystery ingredient, a mystery sauce, the super sauce.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, it's the final segment. I had Noah Taylor, big Hollywood star, on talking about the New World Order for 45 minutes of the first hour. You definitely want to check that out, the retransmission on the audio streams at Infowars.com, or subscribe to the free podcast Don't forget that if you have a iPhone or your friends or family have an iPhone, you can go to InfoWars.com, get the link, and send it to your friends and family or neighbors or coworkers to the free iPhone 5-star app. We appreciate everybody's 5-star ratings there. It's pretty much a perfect app. There's like 60 haters in there desperately downloading it, trying to knock off its 5 stars. So folks go in there and give it 5 stars. Talk about desperation, lying about an app to try to knock it off 5 stars, because not many apps have 5 stars. Story on mystery substance distracts from fact, fluoride is deadly killer. That's up on InfoWars.com. Everybody should get this article because it has all the government documents and links to the cancer, the brain damage, the infertility, all the proof. But again, talk about a psychological bait and switch. On the bag, it says danger, poison, toxic by ingestion, target organs. That's what they're targeting. The heart, kidneys, bones, central nervous system, gastrointestinal system. Deadly poison. But that's not the problem. They're worried something else might be in it. And they're very worried that people aren't getting their fluoride in this one community. Let's go ahead and continue with the clip.
Company which supplies the fluoride in question says it is certified by the National Sanitation Foundation.
Who allows you to put whatever poison you want in it.
The product. And despite 1,000 complaints, the Centers for Disease Control also says it's safe, although testing continues to determine the precise composition of the residue.
But they should test it to make sure that what they're putting in is safe for us to drink.
Paul Stewart lives in Newburyport and believes he has a right to know exactly what's in his water.
Pause. Look at this spin. Oh, I want my fluoride. I want to make sure whatever else is in there is safe. The fluoride isn't not just safe. It's a chemical weapon used by the communists in Russia and Nazi Germany, by the fascists, to brain damage and make people servile. That's what it does, like lithium. Do you understand? You're being forcibly medicated. Continue.
On the same day that I read the story about the fluoride coming from China, I also read stories about the melamine that was being contaminated in the milk products coming from China that... You know, Abercrombie and Fitch actually pulled some of their jewelry off the shelves because it was contaminated with cadmium coming from China. And then we had another story about more lead in kids' toys coming from China.
Since 2007, most of the sodium fluoride has also been imported from China because it's the least expensive on the market.
I don't think that when it comes to something that I ingest every day, the lowest bidder is good enough. I'd like to be able to add it in, you know, worry-free.
Oh, he'd like to help us.
I'm Kelly Tuthill.
Oh, he'd like to help us. This is the brainwashing. This is the mind control. They're adding sodium fluoride, and that's a catch-all name for hundreds of chemicals, to your water because it's a toxic waste that these companies would have to store or get rid of. But instead, they sell it to you, and you pay to be brain damaged and pay to develop cancer and pay to dumb your children down. This is like banging your kid's head up against the wall once a week. I've seen major studies. You lose as much as 10 IQ points in just 4 to 5 years of ingesting one part per million of fluoride. And that's not counting the toothpaste that says on the back, if you swallow more than a pea size, call poison control immediately. They're now spraying it on crops as a pesticide. Yeah, it kills bugs. But then it goes into the crops and you eat it. It's in most of the processed food. They're adding it everywhere now because you're going to love your government. You're going to accept the warrantless blood-taking checkpoints and the laptops they give your school kids watching you at home and the chemtrails and the tyranny and the foreign banks because you're so chemically poisoned and docile you can't even get angry. The testosterone's lowering. Fluoride does that. The sperm counts have plunged by over 85%. You are under chemical attack. You are being brain damaged. Our life expectancy's gone down if you average out the infant deaths they used to have 100 years ago. People live longer than if you averaged out those deaths of children dying when they were young. All right, we're out of time. Retransmission starts now. Key interview with Noah Taylor. Straight ahead. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.